I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Displaced farm workers will get temporary homes in Point Reyes Station. Another cleanup is coming to Richmond's Inner Harbor. A new shoreline park is coming to San Pablo Bay. And geothermal energy gets a boost in Sacramento. This winter, a dozen cattle ranchers will be leaving Marin County's Point Reyes National Seashore in compliance with a new land management plan. But some of their displaced workers are on the path to becoming part of a local community. Last week, the county purchased a one-acre lot in Point Reyes Station, which will be developed for 14 temporary tiny homes. In the long term, the county hopes to build affordable housing there. In partnership with the Community Land Trust Association of West Marin, the county paid $1.1 million for the site at B and 6th Street. This comes after a shelter crisis declaration allowing the county 3 years to streamline permitting for temporary dwellings. Between 20 and 50 new residents will receive a broad continuum of community services throughout their transition. The U.S. EPA is returning to Richmond Harbor's Lauritsen Channel for another cleanup. It comes 70 years after pesticide contamination by the United Hecathorn Company. It was deemed a federal Superfund site in 1990. Cleanup work at that time included capping tainted soil to retain cancer-related toxins like dieldrin and DDT. But those chemicals have recently been detected in the marine sediment. This time around, they will need to adapt the site for climate change. With sea level rise, there's a potential for groundwater saturation to leach the pollutants into the water table or the bay. In a public meeting on Wednesday, EPA project manager Karen Jurist said there is a robust stormwater collection system that removes the chemicals from the surface runoff, but there are seeps and other outfalls that need to be addressed in the next cleanup. The EPA will propose a cleanup plan this winter and seek additional public input. The next virtual meeting is September 24th. Registration can be found on the EPA's United Hecathorn Superfund website. Along San Pablo Bay, a new piece of shoreline has been secured for a future public park. The East Bay Regional Park District bought 82 acres in Richmond's Point Amalite. The sale went for $40 million to the Gitaville Ranchera of California, a federally recognized tribe. The land includes Native American sacred sites, a Chinese village, and the historic wine haven, once the world's largest winery. Most of the funding for the deal came from the state budget, with additional support from Measures AA and WW. The 2.5-mile Point Amalite Bay Trail extension is already under construction, and it'll connect the new park with the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. Two bills for geothermal energy are advancing in the state legislature. Proponents say they will potentially create thousands of jobs in Mendocino County and help California reach its renewable energy goals. AB 527 would exempt geothermal test projects from the California Environmental Quality Act. AB 531 allows geothermal power plants to get certification from the California Energy Commission in lieu of permits from local agencies. Environmental groups have expressed concerns about reduced oversight and new drilling risks. Geothermal energy is harnessed by drilling deep into the Earth's surface to access hot water near the magma layer. The steam rises through pipes to run a generator, a system that can produce electricity 24 hours a day. A section of Canal Street in San Rafael, between Harbor and Hogue Streets, has reopened after a fatal apartment fire happened there on August 21st. The blaze at 516 Canal Street left 2 people dead, 8 injured. As many as 60 residents were displaced by the fire, which police deemed suspicious. All victims have been moved from a shelter to hotels and continue to receive services. Canal Alliance is still accepting cash contributions or gift cards through their website or in person at 91 Larkspur Street. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.